Welcome to The Preacher's Kid. My name is John, and I just wanted to say thank you for taking the next few minutes to join us in this introductory episode. Today, my friend Eli Blevins and I are going to be introducing ourselves and a little bit of what's to come on the podcast. Hey, we're new at this and we're learning as we go. So there are a few little audio glitches in here. We're trying to record video and audio at the same time. So bear with us. Not every episode is going to sound like this one, but I want you to get to know Eli. He's a great dude. He's one of my best friends and he is a PK veteran, if that's a thing. And I am as well. So without any further ado, let's dive into the very first episode of The Preacher's Kid. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Preacher's Kid podcast.
Let's right here
with Eli Blevins. My name is John Groves. And Eli, you're a Preacher's Kid, dude. Tell us about that. Oh, yeah.
Man, it is awesome. So yes, my name is Eli Blevins. I just turned 26 years old, and I've been a Preacher's Kid now for 15, 16 years now. My mom and dad planted a church in Wilmington, North Carolina, when I was about 9, 10 years old. And man, it has been awesome. There have been just awesome things about it. I'm a people person. So man, I got to grow up around people my whole life. And so it's like I always had friends around, which is really cool. And a lot of times my friends were like older though. So like I was friends with adults. I was friends with, you know, just whoever was around. And I was like, if you're going to be around, then cool. You're my friend. I don't care who you are. So
come on.
So that was a pretty cool thing about that is I just kind of grew up in this people kind of environment. Shout out to all my Enneagram people. I'm a 7, I think I am, which means I just like to party and have a lot of people around. And so that kind of was, you know, huge for me. So, but yeah, I've been a pastor's kid for, you know, about 15, 16 years in beautiful Wilmington, North Carolina. You guys should come visit me sometime. We have a beach. And so that's all I need to say about that. You have a beach.
Come
on. Come, we have beach. We got good food. We got schools here. Come move here. I don't care. So
let's go.
What about you, John? You're a preacher's kid too. Tell us about that.
So I'm a fourth generation preacher's kid. So my dad's a preacher. My grandpa, my great grandpa. And what's cool is that's actually on like, both sides of my family. My fiance, soon to be wife, is a fifth generation, but no joke. I'll tell people I'm a fourth generation preacher's kid. It just means I'm four times as messed up as most people. I've never known a day outside of like the ministry. Mm-hmm. And my dad and my grandfather were both pastor evangelists. So there were so many years of my life where I was in church every single weeknight and not just on the weekends, revivals and conferences.
You have
like
that.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. I've got the entire Bible memorized. I keep all the commandments, you know, like, no, it's been so good. And, a few years ago, I started this Facebook group called the Preacher's Kid Network.
Let's go.
I started it because I was on Twitter.
Shout out Twitter, by the way.
Yeah. Like, you know, those, how do you say it? Like a non-Twitter account.
Yeah. Remember when those were a thing?
Yeah. Remember when that was really popular to do? There were all these Preacher's Kid ones and they were all saying the things that we all wanted to say, but sometimes in a more colorful way. And because you couldn't see their face, so they couldn't get in trouble. Right. And that was actually how we met, was on Twitter. Yeah. Yep. Because I just started searching the hashtag Preacher's Kid and inviting all of them to become my best friends.
And now we are.
Eli, you and I get to spend like one day a year together in person.
For about 8 hours.
For about 8 hours. And then we are back to our Skype relationship here.
But then we have like 8 hours where like in a hotel room. And so like we're like somewhere, someone's house, they're doing something. Like,
yes.
It's the most deep relationship for someone who only hangs out once a year.
I know.
That's changed 2020 though.
2020 is our year.
We need to have the double date. By the way, you're about to get married. The wife life is the best life.
I'm stoked about that.
2 years from me and hopefully another 102 years ago.
Come on, let's go. Eli, in that Facebook group that I guess you and I kind of started together, because I think you were the first person that I connected with. You and I kept the conversations going back and forth about the life of a PK.
Yep.
And what's crazy is through that Facebook group, even though the group didn't get a lot of activity, yours and my DMs did get a lot of activity with maybe like, you know, closet
PKs who were writing to us and being like, hey, I'm struggling with this, or I'm, you know, my family is like this behind the scenes. And then there were a couple PK daughters who were really hitting on Eli for a while. I guess we don't have to talk about that.
Left on red. Zero responses.
So we just decided, let's bring this conversation, you know, to YouTube and the podcast world, because there are thousands of us out there who are dealing with the exact same things.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's, I mean, I think in Wilmington, which is where I am, and this is just Wilmington, we're a town of about 150,000 people, but I saw somewhere where there's about 415 churches in our town. Like we are in the Bible Belt. Like we are like the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. Like we got all the stuff here in North Carolina. So we have, I mean, there's just so many churches, and every church has pastors and multiple pastors too. And with that, we're like, there's pastors' kids who, you know, around, and you know, they need someone to maybe not even just like look up to, but just to like be in their corner with, like, you can do this. It's pretty good. We're, you know, fighting with you. We're here for you. We're supporting you. And so that's just kind of what we want to be for pastors' kids across the country, across the world. We're going international with this.
International. Like, global. Yes.
Global. Yes. Invite me to come speak at your church in the Bahamas or in Bora Bora, or Hawaii, especially in these winter months.
That'd be awesome. Calling us to Hawaii.
I do too. Church plant there. That's right.
Absolutely. So if you're a preacher's kid out there, we are going to come to you, I don't know, once a month, and we're going to talk about some of the things that straight up nobody else understands. If you are a preacher listening to this and you did not grow up as a PK, but you've got kids, this podcast is going to be important for you too. Because I don't know about you, Eli, but there are some things that PKs go through that their parents don't always even get. And so we want to break those things apart and just be encouragement.
Yeah, I think the last thing we want to do is for there to be a disconnect between like mom and dad, or like even grandparents to like kids. And honestly, like, and this is going to sound so cliche, but like when you're like in church and you're doing this thing, like you're all on the same team.
Yes.
Like you should want your kids to have a heart for the house. You should want your kids to, you know, grow up and serve the Lord. And, you know, now I'm working in ministry as well. And, you know, that's a result of my parents being the absolute legends that they are, and, you know, raising me in I don't know if there's a word for this other than perfect, but it was like, I literally had the best pastor's kid experience imaginable. Of course it was hard. I mean, that's life. I mean, church is hard. You know, there's hard things, but I saw what like a healthy couple looked like that was also doing ministry. And I was like, I want to be like that. And so for parents who are listening to this and for pastors listening to this, you are the person that your kids look up to the most. And so like you have such a huge responsibility. And so I would not even be an iota of a person with my parents. Like they just, I mean, they could have like a statue in front of my house, like for all they've done. And I'm a parent and I'm not about to be a parent. But some things that I see is that just because you have made mistakes before doesn't mean you are a mistake.
Absolutely.
And so like just because you have maybe not done it well for, you know, this period of time doesn't mean you can't redeem those the next years and the next season of life. So if you're listening to this and you're a parent, like, this is the ball's in your court. You know, like, let's make it happen. Let's, you know, the joy of church, the joy of Jesus.
So, come on.
Sorry.
Pastor Eli Blevins just dropped a word on us. Like that was some fire right there. That was good.
Yeah, very good. There you go. But I just know the importance of family, and I know the importance of, you know, because I'm not parenting, but I have seen the example of parents before. And, you know, I'm, you know, sincerely and genuinely blessed by mine. So, yeah, you guys have a huge opportunity to be the biggest role models in the world for your kids. So do it.
Absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely. So we just wanted to introduce ourselves and introduce to you the Preacher's Kid podcast. We're going to be talking about, you know, this job of being a preacher's kid. And it's a position. It's a job. It comes with a lot. It has some advantages. It has some disadvantages. It has some great opportunities, but it also has some obstacles that you'll have to overcome. And we're going to talk about as many of those as we possibly can. So we want to invite you, preacher's kids, to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on here on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. We're also going to be posting the full-length episodes on YouTube. So we want to invite you there. And then underneath every single one of these episodes, we're going to have some links where you can connect with Eli and I on social media. And we would love for you to send in questions or comments, you know, rate, leave a review, all those types of things. But we want to be here for you and we want to start the conversation. And we don't want to just talk about these things back and forth. We want to talk to you and with you, and we want to help you in this and through this. So we're going to have a Facebook group opportunity for you to, you know, be in community. If you have a Facebook, if you don't, I'm sorry, you'll just have to listen and, you know, tweet us. But we're so excited. Come on, Instagram us, TikTok us.
Don't Snapchat us.
Yeah, I don't have a Snapchat. I'm not cool enough to have one of those. So
I mean, I have one for literally the only sake is I have a friend and we have like a streak on there of like 500 days. The literally only thing I use it for is just like to just send like to make sure the streak is alive. Because I'm a 7 in the Enneagram, and so like we like those kind of things. But that's it.
I am a 1 on the Enneagram. But when I took those little tests, I took like 4 of them. It said that 7 was like my backup number or something. I don't know what that means. Yeah. So I relate on a certain level, but like I'm a full blown 1. I'm with it all the way.
Here's my problem. Sorry for the segue, all our listeners, with Enneagram is I've taken it 4 times and I've gotten 3 different answers from it. I've gotten a 6, I've gotten a 7, and I got 3, and then I got a 7 again. So I genuinely have no idea what I am. Maybe I'm just a pastor's kid. That's, you know, Jesus was all things to all people. So we Let's can go. Do all things to people. Just because you are a number doesn't mean you can't operate.
Maybe, you know what? Because I've taken a few of them too, and like sometimes it was a 1. Then it was like, well, you could be a 7. Sometimes it was a 7, but you could be a 1. One time I got a 4, and I just don't have time for that kind of emotional life. So I'm going to reject that. I think what we are is we're 10s. We're both 10s. It's the number that doesn't really care. But we're both 10s. Come on. If you're a preacher's kid, we're <think you're> 10.
That's right. So, hey, I don't want to be tied down to a number, though. Like, how dumb would that be? Like, yeah, I can't do this because, you know, like, I'm a 1 and, you know, like, it's got to be done this way. No, like, lighten up, have some fun, or, you know, whatever your number. I have no idea what the other numbers mean. Number 1, what you said, it has no relevance to me other than your number 1. So I have no idea what the meaning of a 1
is. Thanks, Eli. But you're number 1, too. Man, I'm so excited to be doing this with you. All right.
Sorry, everyone. I apologize for the segues in advance.
You can expect more of the same in upcoming episodes. And it's been great meeting all of y'all. We can't wait to hear from you. And we'll see you back in a couple weeks.
Hey, it's John. And I sincerely hope you enjoyed the very first or introductory episode of The Preacher's Kids with me and my great friend Eli Blevins. We've got more great content coming at you once a month, beginning here in just a couple weeks. And if you're a PK, you're invited to join us at the Preacher's Kid Network Facebook group. You can find the link to that in the show notes. Please send us a message on Instagram or shoot a tweet our direction. We want to answer your questions. We want to hear your funny stories about being preacher's kids and any topic that you'd like us to cover. Hit us up. We can't wait to go through that. I know we've got some great material coming at you in the near future, and so we wanted to ask for your help. Would you please leave a 5-star rating and a review and subscribe? Share this with your friends on whatever platform. We would love for them to join us on this journey. It's going to be a ton of fun, and we can't wait to see you oh so soon.